The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
With Professor Avenels of the U.S. Army War College commenting on the new president in Argentina. The domestic matter turns on dollarization or its near to. The foreign policy, however, is of note given the turmoil in the Americas. There's been a pink tide. That's the metaphor that we're given for elections these last years. It would appear that Milei is a disruption or a reversal of the pink tide. It's early days. However, in attendance is a way to tell the story. In attendance of the inauguration, both president of the Uruguay and Paraguay republics, both the Bolsonaro father and the Bolsonaro son of Brazil. I also have present a minister from Spain, the prime minister from Spain, and notably Mr. Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, along with Viktor Orban, the leader of Hungary, who had a conversation on the sidelines of the inauguration that from the photograph looks heated, or what you'd have to say, tense. So what we had was a variety of representation from the troubles of the Americas and the globe. I think Mr. Zelensky is said to have attended the inauguration to make an appeal to the so-called global South. Professor, I want to begin immediately with the challenge at hand. Mr. Lula da Silva did not attend. That is significant only because Brazil is the large trade neighbor of Argentina. Do you sense that Brasilia is hostile to Milei's recommendations?
I would characterize it as passive-aggressive, John. And I think what you see is that the left, both the populist left and the politically correct left, is really taking an approach of trying to shun Milei, trying to tie him with radicalism, whether it's a.k.a. Donald Trump or and certainly the presence of a president, former President Bolsonaro from Brazil did not help, or, Viktor Orban. But I think what you see is the people who did not show up. AMLO in Mexico did not show up. Lula did not show up. Petro, who is called Milei a fascist, did not show up. Unfortunately, Joe Biden also did not show up. However, I think what you also see is that there is some maneuvering space. For example, Gabriel Boric, our principled young leftist leader in Chile, actually did come, and I understand that it was a nice moment. I think in general, what we're going to see is a certain amount of tension with the traditional left trying to push back and isolate Milei. But at the same time, it's worth saying that Milei's basic policy orientation is, first of all, helpful to the United States, and also, at least in terms of just a couple of years ago, not that unreasonable. He's, against Russia's, brutal invasion of the Ukraine. It was refreshing to see that the hug of Zelensky, who made the point of coming, and Argentina has even pledged two of its old Russian helicopters to the Ukrainian war effort, something that the head of U.S. Southern Command, Laura Richardson, has long been wanting. Argentina has been supporting Israel in its response to the horrible terrorist attacks by Hamas in Gaza. And you saw that with the symbolism of going to Israel and the announcement they're going to change the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Argentina is relatively reluctant now to engage in kind of state-to-state embrace with China. You saw those announcements. These are not things that were considered radical a couple of years ago. And indeed, even within the southern cone itself. There's some hope of Argentina having a much better relationship with the centrist government of Santiago Peña in Paraguay, which is likely to be one of the first trips. There is a dispute over the taxing of the Paraguay-Paraná River corridor, which is vital for Paraguay's exports, but goes past Argentina. But it appears that there may be much more positive relationships with at least some of the nations of the region. And we'll see others, whether it's Ecuador or whether it's Gabriel Boric in Chile, who may not agree with Milei on everything, but may be willing to work with him. And also just to point out, he actually has a pretty sophisticated team. I'm impressed with what I've seen with Diana Molino, the new chancellor so far. His vice president, Victoria Villarreal, who is characterized as an extremist, but is actually pretty smart on security affairs. So I think things may turn out a bit better and at least helpful for the United States than we may have initially thought with respect to where Argentina is going. But it will be not without conflict within the populist and more politically correct left of the region.
And security, we just have a minute here. Security also includes the unfinished business of the mass murder of Jewish nationals in the late 20th century and the unexplored assassination murder question mark about Niesman, the prosecutor who was murdered the night before or died the night before he was to give testimony. 30 seconds. Do you believe Mr. Milei will pursue those investigations? 30 seconds.
I suspect the murder of Niesman, which was largely covered up by the outgoing Kirchner governments, could be pursued. But there's a broader issue of the taking a stance against Islamic terrorism. Indeed, the vice president Villarreal has been very outspoken against that, and really against groups like Hezbollah that has really charged dearly Argentina with the brutal 1992 and 1994 attacks. And so I think we'll certainly see a stronger stance against terrorism and the legacy that terrorism has extracted in Argentina over these past years.
Professor Evan Ellis, I'm John Nash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.